Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Gyms have come a long way since Richard Simmons had millions of us sweating to the oldies. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. And coming up on today's show, the duo behind the virtual band Gorillaz join us to talk about writing an opera and the Indian-flavored jazz of sax player Rudrish Mahantava. But first, it's getting near that time of year when many of us trade our outdoor workouts for a membership at the gym. And whether you're there for a treadmill, a kickboxing class, or to pump some iron, you'll probably notice the pumping sounds of music. Studies show that music can help improve your workout by helping to rev up your energy. But what types of music help the most? Joining us with some answers is Stephen Pilker. He's an audio architect at Muzak, which means he programs music for places like health clubs. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
So when you go into a health club these days, Stephen, it seems like music is often the first thing you notice. Why has that become so commonplace?
Well, I think most brands are trying to emphasize the experience of the brand, and one of the great ways to do that is through music. It's everywhere.
But the second thing you notice when you go into a health club is that everybody seems to have headphones on. You know, they've got their MP3 players going. So how would a kind of, you know, gym-wide audio service compete with what people are bringing in themselves?
Well, we find that many times for group activities, we'll have a consistent cardio program or something that's a consistent beats per minute so that the person leading the activities has something that they can base the whole exercise on. Also, we find things like cafes that want to have different music that's not quite as intense as the rest of the gym.
So especially for someone who is leading a class where people will not have headphones on, the music kind of makes sure everybody is at the same rate of speed, at least?
Yeah, the same pace.
Yeah. So that's beats per minute, which is, you know, important if you're a DJ in a club. You know, how does BPM, how does beats per minute work in the gym?
Well, we find that most gyms want music over about 132 beats per minute, and that's quite moving, even for dance music. So we find it keeps the heart rate up and keeps the energy up.
132 beats per minute. So is the thinking that the heart rate is going to, you know, sort of elevate to that level, and you're going to be pumping blood 132 times a minute?
I don't know if it's quite so direct, but yeah, it definitely increases the energy.
All right, let's hear a sample mix of what folks might hear at a typical health club, and then you know, maybe you can tell us what this all accomplishes. This is an example of some of the music that you hear these days in the workout rooms. All right, so there's an example of the kind of mix you might expect when you're on the treadmill or the elliptical machine. And, Stephen, I mean, we heard Mariah Carey, Coldplay, and James Brown, but each of them was a DJ remix. Is that basically what you're looking for?
Yeah, we're really looking for songs that are consistent and have a very, very well-defined pulse that people can latch on to. So even if the beat's a little bit broken, as long as there's a snare or something you can kind of focus on while you're exercising, that's the main thing we're looking for.
And in terms of, so you wouldn't use Stairway to Heaven, for example.
Right.
So it has to be consistent throughout. So what kinds of music do you find yourselves as programmers being drawn to?
We look to a lot of electronic music, even though some electronic music like trance and some of the more abstract forms tend to have very long breakdowns where there's no rhythmic elements going. So we're looking for like house music, some techno, a little bit of drum and bass. But then we also look into music from the 80s and 90s and a lot of pop remixes where someone's taken a Britney Spears or a B-52 song and added that pulse.
So even if the song wasn't originally at, say, 132 beats per minute, you find a mix that is or is close enough, and that works for you?
Right, and mainly the consistency.
Okay. We're speaking with Stephen Pilker. He's an audio architect at Muzak, and we're talking about music in the gym.
Today on the Soundcheck blog.
Music and an extra set of reps sounds like a recipe for injury to me.
For the rest of the story, check out our blog at the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org.
So, Stephen, when you have, you know, a kind of a one-size-fits-all tempo going, do you worry that, you know, you have a gym with maybe some people who are a good 30, 40 years older than some of the other people there in the gym? I mean, you know, how do you work with such a diverse group of people that way?
We talk to our clients and figure out their demographics for their customers, and we tailor that. So if we have a gym that's maybe skewed a little more toward 40 to 60-year-olds, we may increase the amount of music that appeals to that audience. So you may hear more music from the 60s and 70s. And sometimes that may be remixed, but many times we can find energetic music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
All right, now, one interesting thing that I read about was, you know, in the weightlifting room, traditionally the domain of men and traditionally a place where you might hear some pretty hard rockin' stuff, that both the demographic of those rooms and therefore the music in those rooms is changing. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes, we find more women in a weightlifting environment, so we kind of have to limit the over-masculine music. We don't want it to be all so aggressive.
And so what have you settled on instead?
Probably something that appeals to a bigger audience. So you might hear something more like the Coldplay remix that we just played,
mm-hmm.
versus something that would be so, you know, completely Korn or nu metal or Stained or something along those lines.
Right. Now, that's what you might get in the weight room. What happens when you're done and you're cooling down, or maybe you're in the locker room or in the cafe?
We would encourage our clients to play something like an adult alternative station that would have something along the lines of John Mayer or Jack Johnson, something to relax people. And even getting into some things such as like classic jazz, something that's very familiar yet soothing.
Uh-huh. Now, I guess for me, the biggest question about all of this is, you pump music into a room, and let's say there are 20 people there, I can almost guarantee you that 10 of them are going to hate any given song in any given moment. So, you know, what really excites one person is likely to just annoy the person on the machine next to them. Do you have to like the music to be able to benefit from, you know, the elevated heart rate and all that kind of stuff?
I mean, I think the main thing we're looking for is consistency, and obviously you can't appeal to all groups every time.
Mm-hmm.
But many times you're trying to figure out exactly what people need in terms of music. So if it's really something that just needs to be consistent and have a really rigorous beat per minute, we may be able to put something in there that's not quite as familiar, and it kind of catches people off guard.
And will that differ? Will the music that you put into these places differ according to the time of day? At 11 a.m., for example, versus, you know, evening rush hour?
Some of our clients definitely do that. We would call that day parting. And, you know, maybe something more soothing in the morning or something instrumental in the morning that picks up more the afternoon. Or if you're in a gym, maybe your high traffic times are 6 to 9 in the morning and then 5 to 8 at night. And we would want to target those times.
All right. And you know, what's the biggest – have you gotten any complaints from your clients, any things that have needed tweaking?
When we first ventured into the fitness club realm probably 5 or 6 years ago, and we really started targeting fitness clubs, I think we found that we were playing a lot more dance music and electronic music, and a lot of times that didn't appeal to an older audience. So we kind of had to reassess a lot of our programming.
So familiarity becomes something you have to keep in mind when you're doing this.
Right, familiarity and just song texture. Sometimes, you know, electronic textures or hip-hop style beats can kind of seem a little too modern, so it's kind of off-putting.
All right. Well, it's certainly a modern phenomenon, music in the gym. We've been speaking with Stephen Pilker. He is an audio architect for the firm Muzak, which these days is providing music to chains like 123 Fitness and numerous others. And you can leave a comment on this on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Stephen, nice talking with you. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Up next, Damon Albarn, the former frontman of the Britpop group Blur, and Jamie Hewlett, a comic book artist, talk about their opera, based on a centuries-old Chinese fable. And then later, jazz meets Indian raga in the works of sax player Rudrish Mahanthapa. All of that coming up on Soundcheck.